All right, we're raring to go here on our home improvement show. Danny Long back with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, waiting for your home improvement type of questions. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. We got you now, huh?
Yeah, it takes a little little doing to round up all the horses here, but we did it. And again, we welcome our listeners' phone calls or text 651-461-9226, of course. I want to get into the solar shingles. I've never seen, I don't think in all the years we've been doing this show, an excitement from listeners who want more information. But we'll get to you and telling folks about these GAF solar roofing items. But a texter wants to know about, we've talked how many times over the years about deck stains, and you and I both talked about a couple of products. One is Sickens, and the other is Penofin, right? P-E-N-O-F-I-N.
Yes,
I think that's what the listeners is requesting. That's one of the two questions. But the listener also wants to know that brand name you mentioned of a certain type of caulking.
For exterior caulking, I like to use the OSI quad caulking color match. Now, depending on the type of materials, you know, there's specific caulking for roofing that OSI makes. There's specific caulking for windows that OSI makes. There's specific caulking for driveways that OSI makes. Their mother company, Henkel, which is in the West Metro there, I believe, makes a lot of those products, and we use them daily. And the reason why we use them is because they have the least amount of failure. If you look at the line of products that OSI has when it comes to caulking, silicone, all types of epoxy, glue, Loctite, you name it. They make a variety of things, and they make them. I've always trusted their products. If you come into Andy Lindis's garage and you go through his junk drawers and you look at the copious amounts of caulking and glues that I do have, you know, it seems like and most of them are a half a tube of something. So they're
that
probably
sounds
not
familiar.
Any good, but they're just in there. But it's a lot of OSI products. I had the pleasure of being on a group, a peer networking group with one of the head people of OSI America, and got to know, and if you remember, Denny, I think about a decade ago, he came on the radio show and you and I basically didn't talk for 50 minutes. People called with glues and caulking questions the entire time.
Yeah, we should do that again.
Yeah.
And then you and I could go out for coffee.
Unfortunately, I think fortunately for him, I think he's retired now.
Well, good for him. But yeah, we've I think of all the shows we have done, and we've had some great guests as well. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, I was going to say something. Oh, yes, about Sickens and the stain you and I have talked to. We don't talk about that often. Evidently, for years, you and Luke have said most people who want a new deck, they're not using wood. I mean, many still are, but right? I mean, 80, 90%, maybe it's more now. Most people want some kind of low maintenance, right?
They do, and almost always they're choosing one of our low maintenance products, either the AZEK product or the Millboard product. But, you know, we get this question all the time. The reason why we like those two stains is, one, you can reapply over the top of them. Two, they're oil-based stains that their research that we've done, It tells us that they penetrate the wood as much or better than any of the other oil-based stains out there. Now, when you're using these stains, it's really, really important, especially on brand new wood. Even if it's an old deck, you know, you're going to wash it, let it dry, but you're going to want to take a brightener and conditioner to that wood. And especially if you do any type of sanding to get rid of any, you know, rough wood or loose fibers that were from an old deck. But just like when you sand, when that lumber goes through the mill, those blades have heat and it can close off the pores. So when you use a brightener conditioner, it's going to open up the wood and allow the stain to penetrate it even further, so it will protect it as long as it's meant to. So for me, in full sun, I should be able to get two seasons out of Sickens or Penofin. I shouldn't have to reapply every year, maybe even three seasons, depending on the area.
Yeah, and I recall doing that more than once. And of course, always read the directions. But if you're going to use a product, and I didn't use Sickens, I remember using Penofin. But you better have a lot of rags and make sure you store them properly when you're done, right? I mean, that's very important. But it's good stuff. It's not cheap either, but good stuff generally is not cheap.
Correct. Yeah, it's pretty rare that we get the cheap and the best all at the same time.
I'm looking at a text, Andy. Maybe you're going to help me with this. I'm not quite sure what the question is, but listener said, when buying a house, what years should a person try to stay away from in regard to having issues with a house? It's almost like if you're buying a certain type of automobile, people say, what years of this car should I stay away from? I don't even know if you could narrow it down to that, can you?
You know, it's going to be specific neighborhoods with specific builders that I might try to avoid. And if you do any type of research, you can probably find that. But you got to remember, these houses were built to be price point homes. So they used what we call builder grade materials that do have like the exterior type products, the siding, the windows, the decking, the roofing. It all has that 15 to 25 year life. The countertops, the cabinets aren't going to be as nice. The flooring inside might not be as nice. So then you have to look at what it's going to take to remodel this house and what does it cost to build it with the right materials and try to make that decision there. I think if you go into buying a new home with eyes wide open and do the inspections the way you should, and I think, you know, today's age with homeowners insurance, if you're taking that type of loan, you're going to go through some things. And I'm hearing this on the regular basis where people are getting stopped in closing because they can't find homeowners insurance because the roof is over than 10 years old. It's kind of nice to find that out now than to know that you just paid, you know, as much as you could for a home, but now you got to pay $30,000 to put a new roof on it. So, you know, I just, if you go into it and try to remove as much emotion as possible, and if you're not comfortable inspecting the home, get a professional involved and do a home inspector that is on your side, and just try to be, you know, honest with yourself and your professionals that you're working with and going through that. I can't really, you know, the early 2000s, I saw a lot of homes that I've scratched my head and wonder how they passed home inspection, late 90s, early 2000s. But outside of that, Denny, but again, there was a lot of nice homes built in that area, in that era as well. So all depends on the builder and neighborhood is what I would go into.
A lot of variables there. Andy Blaine is on the horn with a comment, not a question, but a comment about red squirrels. I'm thinking, Andy, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Another Andy, Andy to Andy. What do you have a solution about keeping red squirrels out of our homes and cars and garages?
Well, I don't know if it's guaranteed, but it worked for me. I heard you last week talking about it, that they're just messy little critters. And I did some research on it, and I went and bought a piece of dryer vent that's about, 4 inches in diameter when you put it together, 3 foot long. And then you take and you buy a rat trap and put in there. Now, I personally wanted to really get rid of these guys, so I bought 2 rat traps, putting one on each entrance, and set it down next to where their path is, where they're storing their nuts or where you see them mostly. And 2 days, 2 red squirrels.
Wow.
Nice work. Got rid of them. Now, what did you... My experience is if you remove them to the outside, it's not long till they're inside. Did you move them to another neighborhood, or are they in squirrel heaven?
They went to squirrel heaven. With that red trap, there's no doubt that they're gone.
Yeah.
I've only come to that solution. We did this at my parents' house, and until we removed the squirrels permanently, we replaced the ridge vent on their home a couple of times. And when I say the ridge vent, it was metal and plastic that those red squirrels chewed through to get into the home.
Yeah.
And, I mean, metal, like a size of a football size hole through the metal they chewed. They can do some damage when they put their mind to it.
It's amazing. Yeah. Andy, thank you for the call. Yeah, they're for little guys or gals, they're pretty well. A friend of mine actually, it was over $2,000 worth of damage they got into his garage, and his automobile suffered over $2,000 worth of damage. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I know that's for another show, maybe, but Andy, thanks. Thanks for the tip. I know we won't call Andy the friendly trapper, but he got the job done, I guess. Let's catch up with us, if you will, for our listeners' sake, because, again, I'm hearing from so many people about these solar shingles. You've really started something, I think. And for those that maybe don't know what the heck we're talking about, GAF, great company. I believe in. Tell us about these solar shingles that you brought to our attention.
Well, you know, we've researched solar options for roofing for years. I've been on countless projects, looked at a variety of different systems, and GAF Energy came out with a solar shingle. Now, mind you, not every single is going to be a solar shingle. We're going to design a system that's going to be on the, you know, the slopes of your home that have the best chance to generate energy, and we're going to put a guarantee on it. So if we say it's going to generate 10 kW, we're going to guarantee that, and every 5 years, we're going to either refund you or install more solar system in order to make that those energy needs met. When you do any type of research on solar, Denny, this is as good a warranty as there is in the industry. And every time that we look at what our systems are producing, they're exceeding what our guarantee is. So I'm really, really comfortable in this area of the world for the first time in 20 years of trying to find a good solar system. We've tested them over and over and over again. And we finally, GAF has come out and built a great product, and it's no wonder why they think, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, 80% of the homes are going to have some type of solar component. So if you're in the market for any type of roofing, and you're going to be putting on a new roof, I highly encourage you to meet with somebody that can show you what the costs are to put a GAF Energy roof on. Now, it's not just us. There's a few other master elites in the Twin Cities that do it, but you can call us and get an estimate. That'd be great. Otherwise, you know, you can go to any one of the other GAF Master Elites. They're, you know, it's one of those products, and it's about the cost of what we used to charge for the Glenwood shingle, which is no longer around. It was my favorite shingle, still the only shingle that I've ever seen never get hail damage. Never once have I found a hail ding on any of the hundreds of Glenwood jobs we've installed in the Twin Cities. So, about that cost, now you're getting, you know, a system that could potentially, you know, break even on your energy bills. And I don't know if you've looked at your energy bills lately, but mine have gone up and are staying there for like 4 or 5 months now. So I'm hopeful that maybe, you know, someday that those will come down. But I think looking at it, our energy consumption is up as well. So I've been doing some things around my house. I feel like, you know, the crabby old guy running around shutting lights off and yelling at people about leaving stuff on. But you know, you see some of these bills come through, and you get a little cagey.
No, you're right. I've seen it myself, and I know we're not alone in that. As far as the solar shingles, I know there was another comment earlier this morning about curb appeal. I mean, do you think these shingles, these solar shingles, enhance that? I think it's a good question. The curb appeal.
You know, my opinion, not as nice looking as what your roof is, Denny, the Glenwood roof. I think that was, as far as curb appeal goes, as good of a roof as it gets, as nice of a looking roof as it gets. Now, when you compare our energy shingles versus any of the other ones on the market, the Tesla roof or any of the arrays that sit above your roofing, markedly more curb appeal, I believe. They just, you know, they're less conspicuous. It looks like, you know, unless you're really looking for them, it's going to be tough to see. They don't seem like they're as shiny as some of the other ones out there. So I really do think when you compare our system versus all of the other solar arrays out there, it is a much more pleasing to the eyes. It blends in. It looks a lot more like roofing than it does solar.
And again, for those folks that are listening, saying, "Yeah, I wonder if, you know, next time I get a new roof and I need that, you know, in a year or two," a listener might think, "How do they go about? Can they just have Lindis come and say, yeah, you're a pretty good candidate, or maybe we can do this partial roof?" Or so there. I assume there are options, but it's certainly a visit, a free visit, that first visit, you guys would come out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All estimates are free from the get-go. So if you have a worry about anything in your home, your windows, your siding, your roofing, your insulation, you just want to know what's going on, we will gladly come out and do that free walk around and sit down with you and tell you what we think should happen and what shouldn't happen. And don't be surprised if we tell you, hey, you don't need any insulation or your roof is good for another 10 years. We do that on a regular basis. Doesn't take much research to go and look at our reviews and find out that you're gonna read a few 5-star reviews where, hey, Lindis came out and told me I didn't need to do anything. That's okay. You know, right now we have a backlog, Denny. It was a pretty rainy October. We didn't get as much done as we have in a lot of the previous months, but we're hoping we can get through some of this backlog yet this winter, but we're never hurting for work, so we're not going to go out there and do anything to jeopardize our reputation.
That's so true. And if the weather forecasters are accurate, they're saying now that we're still going to have above average temperatures, maybe right through Thanksgiving, maybe until the first week in December. So that would allow some customers and Linda's crews to get something accomplished. I hope so, anyway.
Yeah, you know, I'm thankful because I am a little bit behind on my yard maintenance, you know, and now that the rain came through, some of these leaves aren't quite coming up.
Yep.
So this nice weather in the forecast, a little bit warmer, is just what Mr. Lindis needs to make Mrs. Lindis a little bit happier.
Yeah, I'm with you there. All right, Andy, hang on. We're going to have a look at that forecast to see specifically what we can expect in the next few days. And we have about another half hour of the show to go, and we have some textures we want to get to. If you want to call in your home improvement question or send a text, either way, it's that one number to remember, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to our home improvement show presented every week by our friends at Lindis Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S, Andy Lindis, answering these on this holiday weekend. Your home improvement questions. Andy, we're getting some questions about, and I know you don't have a crystal ball either, about possible tariffs coming down the pike as far as building materials. And again, you getting any sense of that issue?
No. I don't pay a lot of attention to that. I've made, you know, a lot of my purchases and buying agreements for the year, for next year already. So I'm not really worried about where any of my pricing is. And when it comes to stuff like that and politics in general, you know, I try to ignore it. And that's what I do with my donations. I don't know if you heard the commercials. My money goes to places like Union Gospel Mission, Second Yes. Harvest Heartland, stuff like that. That's what can affect real change in our area. So if people worry about that kind of thing more than what could happen with stuff, I don't know. I'm a roofer, not an economist or a politician by any stretch of the imagination, and I just know good business, and I've already made all of my agreements for 2025 next year, so my customers aren't going to be dealing with any crazy price increases.
And we do so appreciate Lindis over the years doing that very thing. And I'm with you on that. What do they say? Hope begins with a meal. And I think it does for all of us. Thinking about not only young kids going to school, but the seniors. We could do, obviously, and we'll do shows about that. But, yeah, that's so much appreciated. And I'm with you personally on that, too.
Yeah. I mean, we are the Good Neighbor Network, Denny, and that's what that's what those communities do. Union Gospel and the Second Harvest, they're the best neighbors in the area.
This country, people should not be going without food. Not in this country.
No.
That's a whole other show. I'll get out the box here and invite our listeners to join in on their home improvement questions. 651-461-9226. What about insulation? And here is, I'm talking about above average daytime highs, but you know, old man winter will hit as usual. What can the customer do about checking out their own homes about insulation? What will Lindis do for you?
What we have is a free heat map analysis, and what that is we're going to look at your home as a whole, use infrared imaging and a variety of other tools, and tell you exactly where your home is losing energy, what your existing insulation values are, what your R value is in your attic, whether or not your foundation has any air leaking, your doors need to be adjusted, any of your window areas. We're going to look at your entire home and let you know what is causing the most energy loss in your home or what can be happening in your attic. There's a lot of things that can be going on in your attic, whether it's your ventilation problems, moisture issues. We're going to look into all of that. So if you have any of those types of worries, it's free. It's an hour and a half tops of your time. And we are going to get a comprehensive report on what is going on with your home and where you're losing energy.
And we've talked about it in previous shows. You've done it at my house. But for those that folks don't know, and when they have Linda's come over to do the test, you're going to be going in their basement. You're going to ask them to go in the basement. They go, what do you need the basement for? Why do you go in the basement?
You know, that rim, the foundation is some of the leakiest parts of your home. And if it wasn't built the proper way, it's not a lot to spray foam the entire rim and then seal that up. It's amazing how much air moves in that area of the house. Denny, we found that in your home, not in the entire spots, but in a few areas that needed to be addressed.
Yeah, and it's great. And like you said, the information, the customer gets all that information. That visit is absolutely free. And then you're going to want to finish. Go ahead.
I was at a friend's house the other day, and he was asking me if he should turn the water off to his outdoor spigot. And I went down, and I'm looking, and I could see daylight where his outdoor spigot goes outside. I'm like, well, there's a few things you're going to want to do besides turning the water off. I can't believe you've never had it freeze before. But I think it's just because there was that much warm air leaving that area, and it never froze. You find all sorts of things. Dryer vents are another area that are notorious to have daylight coming through.
What can you do about a dryer vent? What kind of insulation would you do there?
Normally, it's going to be some type of spray foam. Depending on the area, maybe the vent needs to be replaced or the block needs to be replaced itself. The lint traps of our dryers don't catch at all. So it's always an area I try to vacuum my dryer vent out at least once a year. But this time of year, as you're going around, you can see, sometimes the flaps get stuck open. So that's going to be allowing cold air to come in every time the dryer is not working. And it's just, it's easy to inspect. And it's amazing when you talk to people and what you find as you're inspecting the outside of your home and you start to think about it. How often do you walk around the entirety of your house and look at certain areas of your home? And sometimes, and if you're not as mobile as we age in place, it might be, and I haven't looked at that side of the house in a couple of years. So these inspections, which are free, can give you, the peace of mind that you need. And they're going to be backed up with documentation, pictures, video, and a lot of things. So and this is all, we leave this with you and let you make a decision.
No, I've talked about over the years, because it was years ago now that Linda's, in fact, at a couple of different times, insulated, got a whole new foam and other insulation that really made a difference. You talk about that bill, those bills, utility bills that come in every month, that definitely cut that down, amazingly so. I was amazing that the payback was like immediate, so do that. Now, we talk about that first visit, whatever the project in mind, the customer is free. And I'm looking at a text from a listener who wants to get a new deck, and they hear you talking about millboard, and there's so many variables. Again, that's the same thing, right? If somebody, and they want to know the cost. Well, there's so many variables. What's the process of somebody like Luke or somebody coming out doing exact measurements so you know you've got all these options and how much it's going to be and see what your budget will allow instead of just giving some ballpark figure, right?
Correct. Last I looked, I think our average deck was like $17,000-$18,000. Now they go up from there. I've had outdoor living spaces exceed $200,000 in some of our builds, and tell you, when you get to build a deck like that, Denny, and this was a triple decker that had a ceiling and there were some exotic wood involved as well, I believe. you know, it's a lot of fun. We don't always get to do that. But again, these designs and to meet with people like Luke, Charlie, Dave, Jordan, any of the fellas that do the design work on our decking, it's free to you. So come on out and we'll show you the design. We'll give you the plan and we'll go from there.
I guess the next question, again, I'm looking at the text from the listener. When could this be scheduled? And again, if the weather holds out like it looks like the forecast is, could the guys still come out yet this year just to at least look and give an estimate?
Absolutely. And here's the nice thing. If you like what you see and you want to schedule this for the spring, which we are doing currently, we will guarantee your price. So no matter, like this is what I say, when you put our buying agreements in place right now, I can guarantee pricing through installs through June. And over the next, you know, 3-4 months, I will extend that. But when it comes to, you know, raw materials, that's kind of a neat thing. If you're putting a down payment down, your price is guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, why not? And again, we, in Linda's respect, your budget constraints. So, go with that, but it's worth a shot. 844-9-LINDA.
Too, Denny, yeah. If we run into customers all the time, they'll call us in May and want the deck built, you know, to enjoy the summer.
Right.
You know, chances are by May or June, it's going to be 12 to 16 weeks lead time with most people worth their salt when it comes to outdoor living building. So if you're looking at wanting to enjoy it next year, I would start the design problem, not just with us. You can get multiple estimates. It don't matter to me. But I would start now.
This is, and we've talked about it over the years, this time of the year on during the show, is that this is this fall and winter, great time to plan ahead so you can get that done. Yeah, if you want to sign up right away, you'll be first in line. The same for any of them. Now, what kind of deals, I should say, I know we have to break here momentarily, but what about windows or gutters? I mean, you can still get work done, right?
Yes, sir. We right now we're running free labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin and 75% off labor on the installation of Leaf Guard gutters. I know a lot of people are dragging out the ladder, and I'm telling you, out of all the products that we've ever installed, our leaf protection system, Leaf Guard, is as good as it gets, and we hear from people all of the time. It's the best thing that they've ever done on their home. Sun tunnels and Leaf Guard are the two things that we hear about that the most. For whatever reason, you bring in natural light into people's houses and they absolutely adore it. And when they never have to get out that ladder again to clean out their gutters, that's a chore no one enjoys.
Oh, it's so true. Of course, I have both. Yeah, and we've done shows about, I get a kick out of, and again, I know we have to break, the screens that people put in over their gutters.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to collect stuff.
Filters. Yeah, of course it does. Just like any screen or filter that's in your home, they have to be cleaned periodically. And as long as you're doing that, but when you're why put on leaf protection if you still have to clean it? There's
exactly.
Just better options.
Yeah. Leaf Guard is the only option in my mind. All right, enough of that. Let's take a break. Invite our listeners to join in. Home improvement questions? Yes. Send them to us either by phone or text. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion, the remaining minutes of our home improvement show. We are here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to Linda's Construction. Did I spell it yet? L-I-N-D-U-S. Their phone number, if you want to get in touch this coming week for whatever project you have in mind, 8449-LINDIS. Or get on the web, lindisconstruction.com. Andy Lindis doing all the heavy lifting here, as usual, answering your questions. Andy, we've got a caller I want to grab before we run out of time. Chris, calling in from Northfield, I believe, this morning. Thank you, Chris. What is your question for Andy?
Yeah, good morning. Hey, Andy, so I live out in an open area out in the country, and we have some pretty strong winds at times. And just notice my soffits, whenever there's a wind coming out of the south, there is a distinct, like, humming noise, almost like it's a motor, you know, idling at times. And I had a local siding company come out. They didn't see anything wrong visually or whatnot with soffit.
Yep. So it's in your attic. There's a foam chute that runs between your rafter tails, the joists of your roof, and chances are it's loose, and then that's the vibration that you're hearing. So as the air is getting blown through that area, and this is if the soffits aren't properly blocked at times, Denny, this air, I'd want to get in your attic and take a look around, because if that's happening, that it could have the potential to have blown your insulation from one side of the attic to the other. That's something I would inspect at least. Hopefully, you can just get up there and fasten that attic chute. Sometimes they just put like one staple from it was a lazy builder that did it and just put the slide it in there and did one staple. And if that's loose and vibrating as the air blows through there, that I'm guessing that's what the noise is. And you should be able to see that from your attic area.
Have you, good luck with that, Chris. Interesting. You obviously have seen that before, Andy, or heard that. I don't know if you've heard the noise, but you've heard the complaint.
No, I've had this complaint. I've been in an attic where somebody had this complaint and seen it happen. That's why I like it said, just like you said, it was it sounded like a motor revving.
And you could actually blow the insulation to the other side of the attic, eh? Wow.
I've seen that as well, where it's like almost nothing on one side of the attic and all the way up to the rafters on the other.
Another insulation question I can see via the text screen. The texter says, I have a steel shop that was professionally spray foamed about 1.5 thick 20 plus years ago. The texter would like more insulation as he finishes it off. Question is, can I spray foam over existing foam, or will batting be a better option?
So you got 1.5 inches. If you add another 1.5 inches, depending on, what your wall is, that's going to put you – what I like to see is your exterior wall is in like an R21. So you can definitely put another layer over the top. That's what's going to have to happen. That's how spray foam gets thick anyways. So you can't just put it on 6 inches thick. You have to put it on in a couple, three layers. So anybody that is used to spray foaming should be able to figure that out for you. And I think you're going to get have a better chance of getting to your desired R value with more spray foam. But depending on how your walls are built, you may be able to do that with batting. It's definitely going to be cheaper with batting, but I would let the decision come into, because there's not a lot of benefit to putting more spray foam over the top of that. You mean if it's already sealed off, and now you're just talking about R value. So if you can get the desired R value cheaper without sacrificing any air sealing, I think bats are fine. But I don't know what your space is. I don't know if you can get to an R21 with the, if it's a 2x4 construction 20 years ago, I don't think that's going to be possible. But with steel building, pole barn, it might be, 2x6 construction, you should be fine.
Texter wants to know, how late in the season can Linda's put in new windows?
We put
how late
in
have you seen it
all
work?
Year long.
All year round.
Yeah. And it's not like the opening is open for very long. Now, if it's crazy below zero, obviously, things like spray foam and caulking don't work that great. So we're going to pick and choose some days that we do or do not work. But I would, if I had to be a betting man, I shouldn't even say this because as soon as I say it, it's going to triple. But we normally don't have more than, 3-4 days a year where it's too cold, where we can't work or install windows. Now, snow cover on roofs and things of that nature are a different story, or iced up gutters that can't be removed. Sometimes that's a month or two where we can't do those things. But when it comes to window installation and siding, it's maybe 3 to 4 days a year that we can't work.
I think, too, about those great Marvin windows you talk about all the time, and maybe we don't talk about it enough. But I think what's really neat, not only are they great windows, and you look at the outside and they're, the soundproof and whatever, and the heat and the saving energy, but inside, how it looks, that the trim, how it really enhances the inside of your house, right?
Yeah, and it's going to, we can match any existing color. So don't be surprised when you order windows from us, if you're not replacing the entirety of your home, that we're going to want to take one of the chunks of trim with us so we can match it perfectly.
Getting a lot of questions this morning about different types of caulking to use, but another texter wants your recommendation for the best caulking to use to reseal gutter joints.
You know, we use a product called Coprolastic in gutter joints. I know OSI makes a product specific for gutters, but we use one called Coprolastic. If you look that up, you should be able to find that.
Okay. You know, we always get, as a matter of fact, questions about how far in Minnesota, what's the working radius? How far will Lindus go here? And that could be, you know, out west or maybe up north we'll get, and you have your recommendations if Lindus doesn't. But this one came in this morning. How far into Wisconsin does Lindus work? Oh, we're so close to the border here. You guys do both. But how would you answer that?
You know, we go as far east as like the Eau Claire, Chippewa area, as far north as like the Hayward area. We'll get down to like the Mondovi, La Crosse area a little bit with our Rochester location. It's, you know, we basically from Eau Claire to Monticello, Hinckley to Albert Lea is if you're to connect those four cities with a circle, that's about our coverage area.
Okay, excellent. Andy, we've got about 60 seconds to go. Maybe we should review. This is now the month of November, and what kind of deals can be had through Lindus?
Right now we have 75% off of labor on the installation of LeafGuard gutters and free labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin.
And another question is, I know this is the Minnesota firearms season for deer hunters today. Now, are you going to be getting out at all?
You know, I am not firearm hunting. I will be bow hunting at some point in the next day or two. But be another week or so before I fire a home on. I grab the old rifle. It's Wisconsin where I end up rifle hunting. I don't rifle hunt in Minnesota so much anymore.
Yeah. Well, why not? Okay. All right, Andy.
You know,
thanks so much.
It's land. I don't have the spot. I got lucky enough where I get permission in Wisconsin, so I'm over there.
Why
this
not?
Time of year.
All right. Well, let's do this again next week. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. Yeah, give him a call if you have any project in mind. 844-9-LINDUS or visit lindusconstruction.com. Danny Long here, thanking you for your company. Thank you, Ryan Perpich. We will talk again next week. Thanks for listening. 830-WCCO.